Protesters tried and failed to stop the eviction of 8 homeless people from a patch of woods in northeast Seattle this week. It was just one of the city's estimated 400 unsanctioned homeless camps. KUOW's John Ryan caught up with some of the evicted campers.
I'm on the Burke Gilman Trail near University Village, and right above me are a couple acres of woods that until yesterday was a homeless camp. I did meet a couple of guys who were still hauling away their own stuff in big carts on the bike trail. Charlie Blackwood is one of them.
Our civil liberties are being violated and we are being treated like second-class citizens for no reason.
The 20-year-old says he got a few hours of sleep on a pallet at the site last night. City officials say the camp was too dangerous to remain, with piles of garbage and human waste. Outreach workers visited and offered everyone a spot in a shelter, but no takers.
Some of us have had really negative experience with shelters and voiced that from the very beginning.
J.C. Parker says he's glad the camp is gone. He says campers would break into the apartment building he maintains just off the trail.
Yeah, they break into here. They would drill the coin boxes out and get the coins. And so we switched to just plain old free laundry for the tenants.
Parker says he used to have empathy for homeless people, but after dealing with all the thefts, broken doors, and feces left in his building, he's over it. Reporting from the Burke Gilman Trail, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.